For New Yorkers, ambulance sirens are just a part of city life, however maddening. WNYC's Kate Hines reports on an effort to make them sound more bearable.
The typical city emergency vehicle has sirens that default to what's known as a wail.
W-A-I-L.
That's Bob Levy, a supervisor in the Mount Sinai EMS department. They respond to 65,000 emergency calls a year, and he says there's one big reason the wail works.
Siren companies want a siren that's going to be as penetrating as possible.
That sound has to get the attention of drivers and get them to move out of the way. But
cars are made so noise tight. I mean, everything about a car now is not to hear engine noise.
Problem is, a siren that can penetrate a modern passenger vehicle also drives pedestrians and residents crazy.
No one wants to hear the siren. I live in the city, too. I don't want to hear the siren.
But a siren must be heard.
One of the things that keeps me up at night is worrying about an ambulance being in an accident, or somebody who's distracted and crossing the street and getting hit by an ambulance.
Enter the high-low. Please explain, Mr. Levy.
Do I have to do karaoke after this?
We'll pass. So what does it sound like?
The wail goes like a wave. It goes and up and down, whereas the high-low goes
like this. Levy says the high-low works for two reasons. One, it's unique.
You don't hear that siren very often here.
And two,
it has the penetration enough to get through the distractions, but not enough so that it really is annoying.
So far, he says feedback from the public has been positive, but they'll continue to make tweaks to the sound. Kate Hines, WNYC News.